that the supreme power is endowed with such miracle as capacity. But still, in general, we shall think that where the delegation comes, there must be some qualitative capacity in general.
One other question on Jesus Christ. In your book, Search for Sri Krishna, you said that the fundamental Vaishnavism is present in Jesus Christ, in Die to Live, at least physically. But Jesus Christ would also repeatedly say, I come to only by the will of my Father. And it seems that his ego was also surrendered to the Father. The ahankara, the false ego, no separate interest. At least he expressed that many times.
But not fully present.
Yes. But
Christ preached about theism.
Yes.
But not fully present theism.
Yes.
That is our contention.
Huh.
Not wholesale engagement of a soul with God, godly service. Living a separate life. Reverential mood towards God, then praying for his material life, the bread and butter and all these things, and also conception of God, not very clear, hazy, and then direct connection with him and to live with him in wholesale engagement is not recommended there. And also about the environment, the animals and the trees, they are not endowed with any soul. You can eat them, animal and other things. They are pains. When we cut an animal for our food, there is some pain, some vibration, painful vibration that has no recognition. So many things there are. But still, there is theism, and but not full-fledged. In short, theism, not full-fledged. Partial representation of theism is there. That is our opinion,
yes.
Conception.
There are many misconceptions.
Sometimes, can we think, Gurudev, that he, due to time, place, and circumstances, he could not, due to the time and the place in which he was preaching,
so
he was, could not give more than that?
If we are to consider the white and the oneness of the high representation, then considering the position, that is history and the geography, considering the temperament of the peoples, such installment was allotted to them, allotted in him to distribute. We are not blaming him, but the highest dispensation has made him medium of such spiritual truth, considering the historical and geographical position of those that were in that locality. From the absolute standpoint, we have to look like that. Because the highest dispensation is conscious of all the fact, of all the people. So they are sending different agents to different place and equipping them for suitable for the time and place of that locality. So it should be taken in that light. Not going to blame anyone or to disregard anyone.
So we should not waste our time speculating about what he may have known or may have not known, and just take what he did and now...
We should be guided our inner tendency without thinking much about the environment. Our own concern would be get first and importance. That is one thing. And sometimes when, as a preacher, we have to deal with them, then we shall have to deal with them respectfully, not negligently. A professor should not disregard a primary teacher. If he knows that his primary education he is imparting, but still, the primary teachers, they have got the necessity for the society, and then may not be ignored utterly and blamed for their job. They are trying to promote towards a higher education in the beginning. So they are all friends. Friendly relation we shall maintain. But when the question will come, so far, no further, then those points where we develop crossing their jurisdiction to higher, then we have to put some questions which may not be very palatable to them. Out of necessity we shall have to do, but we should not relish that thing. Within 7 days he would have to die from tokkhok bite, snake bite. Then he again entered into samadhi and tried to understand the circumstance, what for that Parikshit punished him in that way. Then he came out from his samadhi and told his son, he is a very religious man, virtuous, because he will have to take back my merit. So he has punished as a king, so he has not done anything wrong. Well meaning, you withdraw your cause. But no, I can't. I won't. He tried his best to dissuade, but he didn't withdraw the curse, did not withdraw. Then what to do? The Muni sent two of his disciples to Parikshit Maharaj to inform him that such thing has happened and he must be prepared, because what the boy has said, that will surely come to effect. He is Brahmagya. Then Parikshit Maharaj, he was also repenting very much. Very much he was repenting that why I did such a wrong decision. I insulted Brahmin. In natural course, what it would have happened, that may take place, but why I have done such? I have insulted Brahmin directly, my predecessor. They used to honor the Brahmin so much, and I have done this wrong, and this way is repenting too much. Let my kingdom, be burned into ashes, this and that. I have done so. In this way he was repenting. Just at the time, two Brahmin sent by this Swamiji, the Rishi, reached him and reported that such is such has happened. Then Parikshit Maharaj was satisfied. Yes, as I have done, I have got the punishment and it has been rightly done, this decision. Then he made arrangement. Yeah, I have only 1 week's longevity. So he had a house on the banks of the Ganges, and he removed there with all his attendants, and his son was Janamejaya, and the responsibility of the management of the kingdom was given on Janamejaya, and he retired there. This news reached all the corners of India, and the Brahmin's caste is going to kill Parikshit Maharaj, who is such a virtuous king, religious-minded king, and he did so much service to the Brahmins. He was going to die by the curse of a Brahmin. So all the leaders of different sections of the Brahmanic class, they came to console him, and they attended that meeting. And there is a list, all the leading scholars of the day, they came to join that meeting. Otri Boshishtas Chavanu Sarodvam Orishto Nemir Bhigu Rangiracha Parasaru Gadhi Suturthadamo Dvipayano Bhagavan Narodascha. They all came to console Maharaj Parikshit. In that assembly, Parikshit Maharaj put the question to them. You all know I am going to die within a week by the curse of a Brahmin boy for my misdeed in this and this way. Now only 7 days left. How I can utilize my energy in these 7 days, that can I achieve the best destination? You advise me. Then they began to advise in their own way, and there are so many differences between their recommendation. Then Parikshit Maharaj told again that you please be unanimous in your verdict, otherwise I cannot oblige all. Some say this, some say that, some say another. Then whom I shall accept? You please come to a common conclusion and ask me to do, I shall do that. At this time, the young man Sukhdev entered the arena. Sukhdev coming, 16 years old, well-developed body, no dress, naked, and thinking him a madman. So many persons, boys, casting this dust on him and coming, following him. And Sukhdev, no care for anything else, he is automatically coming, Jagrichchagati, coming without any object, perhaps directed by the divine will, he is coming that side. As soon as the rishi saw him, they all stood up, seeing such a venerable figure like Shukadev, his posing, his appearance, his gesture, posture, seeing they all in honor stood up. And then they proposed to Parikshit Maharaj, "You are very, very fortunate. This Mahatma, we cannot see him. We hear his name, but we can't see him. But fortunately for you that he has come suddenly, and we all are eager to hear from him. You please put him in the presidential chair and ask your questions, put your questions to him, and he will answer, and all of us will hear with rapt attention what he says, this boy, what he has got. He is in such condition." It was done lightly. Then Parikshit Maharaj put his question to Shukadev, all hearing with rapt attention what the boy says. Parikshit Maharaj's question was that, "I have got these senses, my property. How can I use them to realize the highest goal of my life?" That was his question. What is the highest goal? How can I attain that? I have got only these things, it is my capital. How can I use my capital, the senses, that I can achieve the highest goal of my life? The Srimad Bhagavat is a 12th canto. The first canto finished, the second canto begins with Shukadev's advice. Bodhiyaneshati prasna kritu lokahitam nipa atmavit sammatak pumsaṁ sotajyadi sujyakvara. O Parikshit Maharaj, your question is a very laudable one. Why? Now this is the general question of all the public. Your question represents the whole public, question of the public, all the soul, general characteristic. It's all lokahitam, atmavit sammata. Not only it is necessary for all, but the experts will also approve that it is really a question. It is worth the question, not to satisfy the ordinary ignorant mass, but the scholars, the exceptional scholars, they will also approve that this is the question that should be solved, the only question of everyone, the common question of the whole creation, whole world, only one question. How we should utilize our energy to work out, to achieve the highest end of our life. That should be the only question in the world, and it is so. So it is a very laudable question, and I am going to answer. Thodadvadini rajandra ninamshanti sahasrasa apashyatam atmasattam grihishu grihanijinam. O King, you asked me that how can I utilize my ears, what to attain by the ear, what to attain by the eye, what to attain by the hand, how I can utilize my senses, that I can go towards my highest goal. The Srotabhyadini Rajandra Nidhan Svanti Sars. A man, a person have got thousands of things to attend. They are always busy. You will see that everyone is always busy. You have no want of direction. How, what to see, what to hear, what to do. They are all busy. Sastram, Prasambhadini Rajana, Nidam Shantisar, in the Apushyatam Atmatattam. But who are they? Who are always busy? Very busy about nothing? Who are they? Apushyatam Atmatattam. Very busy for the treatment of the patient, but no diagnosis. No diagnosis. Apushyatam Atmatattam. They have not examined what is really necessary of their own. No diagnosis, but very busy. This is this world. Apashyatam atmadattam grihishu grihamedhinam. They are all in a family life and engaged in their sense pleasure by mutual arrangement. Nidrayar hiyati naktam babayi natabhava. The whole night they are passing either in sleep or in pleasure. Adivyachathi rayajar rajan nukubunna bharanena. The whole daytime they are using for money, what to have to get money, and akutumbha, how to maintain their relatives. They are busy. Daytime in this, for money and for attending their relatives, and at night time, sleep and some pleasures seeking this. Tesan pramatto nihanam question napi napashyati. But they are so busily engaged there, they are no time to find that the death is coming nearby. Everything would be shattered, footprint. They overlook this, no time to, they are ignoring. Ignoring the great danger that is approaching day by day towards him. Nidhanam pashyan napi napashyati. Then they say, that you say that you have only 7 days time. But I say this is enough. Saptaham jivitavadhi. But that is enough. Varam muhurtam vidhitam ghatate kim pramattasya bahuvi parakkhai hāyaneriya. Unattentive, we may pass crores of lives. Infinite number of lives we are passing unattentive. Fruitless, no effect, unproductive life we are passing, many, many lives, not fruitful. But muhurtam viditam is properly understood. Only a moment we can utilize ourselves, that is enough for our highest realization. Highest realization. King Pramatasya Bhavi Parakhoi Hayaniriya. Ignored life, Bahubhi, life after life, many lives we may live. So no question of time, only the question of attention to the proper.
Attention of?
Attention to the proper point. Varam muhurtam viditam, properly understood, one moment is sufficient to help our going to destination, our fulfillment. Muhurtam viditam. In this way he told, Khattango Namo Rajarshi, there was one king named Khattango. Only in one moment he achieved his fulfillment in life. There was one king, Khattango. He was invited by the gods to help them in their fight with the demons. And he did successfully. After that, the gods asked him, you take some boon from us. You have done some bad will of service. We are eager to give something in return. Then as though you, if you want to give something, you give my salvation. And no, salvation we can't give, that is only reserved for Narayana. We can't give. And then, what can you do for me? Can you say how long I shall live? But only one moment. Is it? Yes. We are sure. Only one moment left. Then you all go away. See, that one moment he engaged exclusively in the devotion of Narayana and God's salvation. So this is a precedent. One moment is sufficient, but unmindful time, that is close of births may pass away without any producing any good result. So 7 days time you have got, it is enough. Heard. Don't repent for that. Now what I say, you hear. In this way, he began to chant the shloka of Bhagavatam, winding up all the existing different schools of religious section to devotion. The devotion is everything. Everything in our dealing with the superior, devotion, surrender, sacrifice, that is what is really necessary for us. In this case, I want to quote one expression from one Mr. Hegel, German philosopher. He says that reality must be by itself and for itself. The reality, the absolute cause of the whole world must have these two qualifications. What are they? By itself, he is his own cause. Nothing has produced him. If anything has produced him, then the producer, that will be more important. Do you follow?
No, he's the one.
But the reality, বলছেন যে বাস্তব বস্তু দুটো যোগ্যতা দিতেই হবে কি না, তিনি তাঁর নিজেই নিজের স্রষ্টা। যদি আর কেউ তাঁকে সৃষ্টি করে থাকে তাহলে যে সৃষ্টি করেছে সে বড় হবে, বুঝতে পারছেন? তাকে যে সৃষ্টি করেছে সে বড় হবে। তাহলে সবচেয়ে মূল বস্তুকে, জগতের মূল আকর বস্তুকে বলতে হবে তিনি নিজে নিজেই আছেন, তাকে কেউ সৃষ্টি করে নেই, একটা বলতেই হবে। আর একটা বলছেন হি ইট ইজ ফর ইটসেলফ, তিনি তার নিজের জন্যই আছেন। যদি আর কারোর সন্তোষের জন্য তিনি থাকেন তাহলে যার সন্তোষের জন্য তার সত্তা সে বড় হবে, বুঝতে পারছেন? ইনি বলছেন, সুখদেব সেই কথা বলছেন যে তোমরা যে যেখানে যা কিছু করো, হোয়াট এভার প্রসেস ইউ ফলো, but this main principle you must have to attain and to acknowledge, that everything for him, to satisfy him. Ekta trinonolibo seta tar triptir jonne bidha noy, sob je kono movement tar triptir jonne, tobe tini absolute hoben. Parotatto hote gele sob tar santosher jonne sobta hote hobe, তবে তিনি পরতত্ত্ব বলা যাবে তাকে, সবই তাঁর জন্য। তা এই জিনিসটি তোমাদেরকে যে যেখানেই থাকো, হ্যাভ এভার ইউ আর, ইউ মাস্ট হ্যাভ টু অ্যাডমিট দিস, দ্যাট এভরিথিং ফর হিম, টু স্যাটিসফাই হিম, তিনি লীলাময়, পরতত্ত্ব তিনি লীলাময়, ইট ইজ হিজ প্লে। And we are in so many constituent parts to satisfy him. গীতায় পড়ে থাকবেন, অহং সর্বযজ্ঞানাং ভোক্তা চ প্রভুরি বচ। দের আর সো মেনি স্যাক্রিফাইস, বাট স্যাক্রিফাইস ফর হুম, হু ইজ দি রিসিপিয়েন্ট? যজ্ঞ মানে স্যাক্রিফাইস, যেখানে আত্মা আহুতি দেওয়া হচ্ছে, আহুতি নিজেকে দেয়া হচ্ছে, তাকে বলি দেয়া হচ্ছে, আহুতি দেয়া হচ্ছে, নিক্ষেপ আত্মনিক্ষেপ আত্মনিবেদন, কার উদ্দেশ্যে নেবে কে সেটা? তিনি একমাত্র নেয়ার লোক, আর কেউ নেয়ার ক্ষমতা আর কারণে। আমাদের দেশে দুর্গা পুজো টুজো করা হয়, করে শেষ করে কৃতজ্ঞতার কর্মফলম শ্রীকৃষ্ণায় সমর্পিতমস্ত, অহং হি সর্বযজ্ঞানাং ভোক্তা চ প্রভুরি বচ। যেখানে যা কিছু স্যাক্রিফাইস, এর নেয়ার ক্ষমতা একমাত্র তাঁর আছে, সব তাঁর জন্য। সেই তত্ত্ব হচ্ছে স্বরূপ, বৃহত্তম তত্ত্ব। এই যে আপনারা সকলে বিচার করে দেখুন, ইট ইজ হোয়েদার ইট ইজ অর নট, তা একমাত্র ভোক্তা রিসিপিয়েন্ট, তাঁর সুখের জন্য সবকিছু। এইখানে হারমোনাইজ হতে হবে। তো এইদিকে যেমন উপনিষদে জেনারেল কোশ্চেন কি হবে, অনলি কোশ্চেন, কমন কোশ্চেন ফর দি হোল, বেদান্ত নির্ণয় করে বলেন অথাৎ ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা, উপনিষদে বললেন সে কি, হোয়াট ইজ ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা? যস্মিন জ্ঞাতে সর্বমিদম বিজ্ঞাতম ভবতি, যস্মিন প্রাপ্তি সর্বমিদম প্রাপ্তি। ইফ ইউ ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট, আই শ্যাল আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড এভরিথিং। ইফ আই ক্যান গেট দ্যাট, আই শ্যাল গেট এভরিথিং। উপনিষদের, আমাদের ইন্ডিয়ান বেদিক কালচারের কেন্দ্র হচ্ছে এইটি। হোয়াট ইজ দিস? দ্য এনকোয়ার আফটার সাচ এ ট্রুথ, by knowing which you will know everything, and by getting which you will get everything. Bujhte pachho? Jasmin gyate sarvamidam gyatam bhavati, jasmin prapte sarvamidam praptam bhavati, tad vijigyasasya tadeva brahma. It is general inquiry, a question. It is deep problem, sakaler pokkhe. Je emon ekta jinish khojo, jake pele tomar sob paoa hoy. Bole eta ki hoy kokono? Is it possible? It is impossible. If I know one, everything known. If I get one, everything is got. It is a madman's delirious statement. But no, it is the truth. Everyone is visible then. Vedante osai adhatu brahma jigyasa, Vedante pratham kata. বেদে সার সংগ্রহ করে বেদান্ত দিলেন, দি জিস্ট অফ অল দি বেদ উপনিষদ রিপ্রেজেন্টেড বাই বেদব্যাস আর বেদান্ত সূত্র। হোয়াট ইজ দি বিগিনিং? অথাত ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা, অথ আফটার দিস কনসিডারিং অল দি থিংস প্রেজেন্ট পাস্ট প্রেজেন্ট অ্যান্ড ফিউচার, we have come to this conclusion that brahma jigyasa, the inquiry after the greatest thing, the absolute, that is necessary for our life, for our own interest. Where we are, what is our duty to the environment, all these things are necessary for our own useful life. অথাতো ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা, অতঃ ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা। হাই যত বা ইমানি ভূতানি জায়ন্তী যেন যাতানি জীবন্তী যত পর্যন্ত ভীষণ ভীষণ। ফ্রম হুম আই হ্যাভ উই হ্যাভ কাম, হোয়ার উই স্টে অ্যান্ড হোয়ার উই শ্যাল এন্টার আফটার দিস লাইফ। যেখান থেকে আমার উৎপত্তি, যে আমাকে পালন করছেন এবং আবার যেখানে যেতে হবে, এই জিনিসটির অনুসন্ধান সকলেরই প্রয়োজন। অথ মানে ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা, কেন না তিনি আমি সেইখানেই রয়েছি তাঁতে এবং সেখান থেকেই এইছি, আবার সেখানেই প্রবেশ করব। সেই জায়গাটা কি? সে সয়েল চাইল্ড হবে পার্টিকুলার সয়েল, হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট সয়েল? ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা। অর্থাৎ ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা। এটা কি করে সম্ভব? ভাগবতে একটা দৃষ্টান্ত দিলেন, ভাগবত উই গেট অ্যান এক্সাম্পল হেল্পিং টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দিস পার্সন। যথা তরুমূল নিষেচনে তিপ্পন্তি তৎস্কন্ধ ভুজ উপশাখা প্রাণোপহারচ্ছ যথেন্দ্রিয়ানাম তথৈব সর্বান চন অচ্যুত। জাস্ট অ্যাজ ইফ ইউ পোর ওয়াটার ইন টু দি রুট অব দি ট্রি, দি হোল ট্রি ইজ ফেড। ইফ ইউ পুট ফুড ইন টু দি স্টমক, হোল বডি ইজ ফেড। সো ইফ ইউ সার্ভ অচ্যুত নারায়ণ, এভরিথিং ইজ সার্ভড। দিস এক্সাম্পল, ভেরি অ্যাপ্ট এক্সাম্পল। চোখের মুখে ভাত দিলে তো হয় না, ভাত দিতে হয় স্টমাকে। চোখ মুখ আপনি খেতে পায়, গাছের মূলেতে জল দিলে সারা গাছ খেতে পায়। এইরকম ভাবে যে সেন্টার অফ দি হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ অচ্যুত নারায়ণ। ইফ উই পুট ফুড, ইফ উই ডু আওয়ার ডিউটি টু হিম, এভরি তসমিন তুষ্টি জগৎ তুষ্টং প্রীণীতি প্রীণীতম জগৎ। ইফ হি ইজ স্যাটিসফাইড, এভরিথিং ইজ স্যাটিসফাইড। অ্যাজ উই ফাইন্ড ইন দি কেস অফ দ্রৌপদী, when Pandavas there in that life of banishment, Duryodhana anyhow managed to seduce Durvasa. After Draupadi meal his eating is finished, he will be their guest with 10,000 disciples. And Durvasa did that. And then he became guest to Maharaj Yudhishthira when he was in jungle. They managed, so many guests used to come. So anyhow, with the help of Surya, sun, they managed to get one a cooking pot. That until Draupadi takes her food, any number of persons may come, and the pot will be able to supply them with sufficient food. But after Draupadi finished her meal, then none will be fed that day. But Durvasa, instigated by Duryodhan to curse the Pandava, to finish his enemies, he came, and then Draupadi was in great disturbed mind, what to do. Then Draupadi began to call for Krishna, Sakha, oh my friend, save your Pandava in this great danger. Oh, today they would all be finished. So suddenly Krishna appeared. Draupadi, I am too much hungry. As you see, Draupadi began to weep. Only for food I am in trouble, and I have invited you, my friend. Save me from the scarcity of food. No, I am too much hungry. You please see if anything is there in the pot. Repeatedly requested, Draupadi went to see and found one piece of vegetable leaf is there. Oh, give me that, give me. He took it. Titoshmi, he thought. All concerned, fed, well fed. And the Durvasa and his disciples, they went to the river to take their bath and will return and be guest to Pandava to be fed in a very palatable way. They suddenly found the whole belly is filled up. They can't eat anything else. What to do? If we go there back, the Pandavas, they must have arranged something. And the being is a very troublesome man. He won't spare us if we don't eat anything. So what to do? Go away from here. Dudbhasa looked at me, Sapali. He to Krishna told, taking this leaf, particle of that leaf, that he throws me, and all was satisfied, very full. So, the cause, the prime cause is such, that if we know him, everything is known. If we serve him, everything is served. Everything is served. In Bhagavatam also say, Vidyate hridaya granthi chiddante sarva saṁśaya khiyante kyasya karmani mayi drishti yogilātmani. The Lord says that I am such. Vidyate hridaya granthi. All the hankerings, your heart is sealed. Your heart is sealed, and break out that seal. If you are come to attend me, your heart is sealed, and that seal will be broken, and the natural flow will come, and that will be able to recognize the soil outside of its own plane. Your test, your inner automatic test, when that will come out from your broken sealed heart, that will find for its own plane. That is the plane of mind, where I am found. Chiddante sarva saṁśaya, all your doubts will be cleared. This is one peculiar thing. Is it possible? All doubts will be clear. Jasmin Ganti Sarvanidam Vigyatam Bhavati. If we can know him, everything is known. All doubts clear. How it will be affected? Your natural flow from your heart, your ruchi, your taste, that will come and select the similar friendly plane outside. That this is my home. This is all foreign things, and this is my home. The inner flow of the heart, ruchi, not yukti, not reason, but ruchi can give you satisfaction. Ramananda Sangvad, Ramananda Mahaprabhu questions and Ramananda answering. Mahaprabhu questioning. What is our object of life gone and how to attain? Ramayana says, this is bhajya, eho bhajya, eho bhajya. Gyan sunna bhakti, yes it is. Go further. Gyan sunna bhakti, this is a peculiar thing, devoid of gyan. Bhakti means submission, devotion. Jnana-sunna, unintelligible.